From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. Let's start from national news. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said democracy is very important in COVID-19 response. The pandemic should not weaken the commitment to democracy, and at the same time, democracy should not become the hindrance to control the COVID-19. Minister Retno Marsudi stated at the opening of the 13th Bali Democracy Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday. She also said that there are three factors to make sure that the democracy value is still in line in a pandemic response. First, to restore the public trust to democracy. This is the key factor for democracy. The other factor are openness and public participation.
First, restoring trust to democracy. Democracy must provide a space to meaningful dialogue in public health policy making during the pandemic. This will form the basis of trust between society and their governments. Studies from the past pandemic responses shows that people are more likely to comply with emergency health measures if they feel engaged in the decision making.
Secondly, the democratic safeguarding norms are post-pandemic, she urges the forum participants to rethink how to apply the democratic values in public.
Second, safeguarding democratic norms post-pandemic. These are necessary safeguards that will prevent arbitrary use of emergency powers that violate basic freedom.
The third is the importance of solidarity to guard the value of democracy. Bali Democracy Forum is a cross-national and cross-institutional initiated and has been held routinely by Indonesia since 2008. The Bali Democracy Forum is a forum of over 50 participating countries, 73 observer countries, and 10 international organizations based in Asia and the Pacific region. Due to COVID-19, this year, the 13th BDF, or the Bali Democracy Forum, only had 50 participants. Indonesia is an inspiration and role model for development of Islam in Germany in particular and Europe in general, since the world's largest Muslim country has successfully practiced moderate Islam, German Foreign Ministry's official stated. Ambassador-in-Chief of the Religious Affairs and Foreign Policy Section at the German Foreign Ministry, Dr. Volker Bereshim, made the remarks at the webinar held in Frankfurt early this week. Chief of the Information, Social and Cultural Section of the Indonesian Embassy in Berlin, Hanan Hadi, noted. Professor Dr. Ajumardi Azra of Indonesia was the only non-European speakers at the training, in which the participant comprised representative of Skura in Hamburg, Germany, and Al-Ghazali Institute, France. Three Chinese companies have signed a letter of intent for the purchase of products worth $505 million, or about 7.1 trillion rupiah from Indonesia. Beijing Huiyu Import Export Co. Ltd., Hebei Jinjie Yi Pharmaceutical Co. Ltd., and Prestige International Trading Company LTD signed the letter of intent on the sidelines of the business forum organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing. This is a special achievement considering this was the first time the embassy organized a hybrid offline-online event amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Johario Ratmangun, said on Thursday, Chinese investment in Indonesia rose 6% in the January to September period this year compared to the same period last year. China continues to make Indonesia one of the priority investment destinations for its companies wishing to go global and expand their investment in Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news. Accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in ceremony held online because of the coronavirus, the World Food Programme WFP warned on Thursday of a hunger pandemic it said could be worse than COVID-19. Because of so many wars, climate change, the widespread use of hunger as a political and military weapon, and a global health pandemic that makes all of that exponentially worse, 270 million people are marching towards starvation, WFP Executive Director David Beasley said from headquarters in Rome. The largest humanitarian organization fighting famine, the UN agency founded in 1961, feeds tens of millions of people each year, 97 million in 2019 across all continents. The WFP was honored with the Nobel for its efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict, Committee Chairwoman Berit Reiss-Andersen said when she announced the winner on October 9. Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday voted to go to the extra mile for a Brexit trade deal, but instructed his government to prepare for Britain to crash out of the European Union's single market at the end of this year. The gloom deepened over the drawn-out Brexit saga after Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, over a combative dinner in Brussels, declared a Sunday deadline to decide whether to keep talking or give up. Johnson stressed he wanted his negotiator to keep going and they'll go the extra miles for a last-gasp deal, and said he was ready to travel again to Brussels as well as to Paris or Berlin to get one over the line. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered with U.S., help making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. It joins the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Sudan in beginning to forge deals with Israel, driven in part by U.S.-led efforts to present a united front against Iran and roll back Tehran's regional influence. In a departure from long-standing U.S. policy, President Donald Trump agreed as part of the deal to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara, a desert region where a decades-old territorial dispute has pitted Morocco against the Algeria-backed Polisario Front, a breakaway movement that seeks to establish an independent state in the territory. China said on Thursday it will revoke visa exemption treatment for U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and Macau after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials. Beijing will also implement reciprocal sanctions against some U.S. officials, members of Congress, personnel at non-governmental organizations, and their family members over their behavior in Hong Kong. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying told a news conference, China urged the United States not to go further down this dangerous and mistaken path. She declined to give any names of those sanctioned or to state when the sanction would start. The United States on Monday imposed a financial sanction travel ban on 14 Chinese officials over their role in national security law for Hong Kong and over Beijing's disqualification last month of elected opposition legislator in Hong Kong. Listener, that was the news. Entering the 71st anniversary of World Human Rights Day this year, the theme of the commemoration will be an all-time record. That in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic occurred, which also caused human rights violation, is something that has never happened before. Its major theme is Recover Better, Stand Up for Human Rights. In Indonesia, the Commission for Missing Persons and Victims of Violence monitors the fulfillment of state obligation in fulfilling, protecting, and respecting human rights, including respect for democratic principles, especially during the handling of COVID-19. Contras noted that there were several decisions that did not pay attention to human rights. Take, for example, various COVID-19 referral hospitals have a number of problems, such as minimal access to information, shortage of medical personnel, lack of infrastructure and facilities to support health services, and there are no special procedures for patients who want to test for COVID-19. Meanwhile, services for the community to obtain PCR test services are still minimal due to the limited operation and access available. The basic principle of the fulfillment of the health rights is based on General Comment No. 14 of 2000, saying that the state must pay attention to the availability, accessibility, acceptance, and quality of health services to the public. However, at the beginning of the spread of COVID-19, according to Contras records, the Indonesian government actually involved the state intelligence agency BIN through silent operation, delivery of incomplete information, denials, and inconsistency of statesmen and information from political elites and state officials on vulnerability and emergency handling of COVID-19 had occurred. Even though later in the next phase, there were changes in efforts to handle the COVID-19 in Indonesia. At the beginning of the spread of COVID-19, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had mentioned that this pandemic tends to make people ignore human rights. Because of the COVID-19, the borders are closed. The rights to pass are restricted. Asylum was stopped. Of course, the COVID-19 could be limited immediately. In several aspects, there are several anticipations of the spread of COVID-19 making human rights enforcement countless. In the commemoration of Human Rights Day with the theme Recover Better, it shows hope that if the process of finding and completing the COVID-19 vaccine is getting too bright a spot, it is hoped that human rights enforcement will also get better, be able to develop better, and ensure that human rights are fulfilled during the pandemic as part of recovery efforts. The great theme of the commemoration of International Human Rights Day is truly a note and reflection of each country during its journey to guard the pandemic. It is time for every country to touch their conscience in a bid to correct the steps in handling COVID-19. So far, for better human rights enforcement. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History of Voice of Indonesia. We start from a story on December 11, 1946, UNICEF was founded. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, was founded on December 11, 1946. The establishment of UNICEF was originally intended to raise funds to help European children who were starving and affected by disease after World War II. The organization also provided them with food, clothing, and medicine. Currently, UNICEF expanding its activities to eradicate poverty, violence, disease, and discrimination against children worldwide. UNICEF conducting its activities in more than 150 countries worldwide and is based in New York. Next, turn to a story on December 11, 2008. Former Minister of Foreign Affairs Ali Alatas passed away. Ali Alatas was born in Jakarta on November 4, 1932. He was an Indonesian diplomat who served as Minister of Foreign Affairs from 1988 to 1998 under President Suharto and B.J. Habibie. Ali Alatas passed away on December 11, 2008 in Singapore. Ali Alatas has served as the UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for Myanmar, Special Envoy for the President of Indonesia for Middle East Affairs, and Chair of the Presidential Advisory Council. We end with a history on December 11, 1941, Italy's declaration of war against the United States. On December 11, 1941, Italy declared war on the United States in response to a declaration of war on the Japanese Empire after the attack on Pearl Harbor 4 days earlier. Germany also declared war against the U.S. on the same day. The U.S. immediately responded by declaring war on Germany and Italy, prompting the United States to fight these two main fronts in the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean in World War II. That was today in history.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled, Indonesian President Invites Community to Love Domestic Products. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the love of 270 million Indonesian people who are proud of Indonesian products by buying and using the local products will help reduce the current account deficit. It is the key to the rapid development of the national creative industry. This was said by President Joko Widodo when giving a virtual speech at the Indonesian Made Proud 2020 Award on Sunday, December 6. President Joko Widodo also said that the love of Indonesian products will have a major impact on the Indonesian economy. This is because long supply chain will open derivative industries, especially micro, small and medium enterprises sector. The impact will open up more new jobs and contribute to the acceleration of the National Economic Recovery, or PEN. The president added, the Indonesian Made Proud movement must be accompanied by improving quality movement and competitiveness. The two movements must be carried out together through ecosystem development and self-confidence as a great nation who love their country. A total of 14 awards were given to winners in different categories including animation, fashion, film, and craft. Three special awards were also given, namely for small businesses, medium enterprises, and farthest region businesses. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Wisnu Tama said that the 2020 Indonesian Made Proud Award was held as a form of support from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and 14 related ministries institutions to MSME, tourism and creative economy actors in Indonesia. This event was held to give appreciation to creative economy players and MSMEs in various sectors who remain consistently creative and continue to innovate in products development amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister hopes that this award can provide information for other UMKM players to stay enthusiastic and never give up in their works. That was My Indonesia.
To an empty bedroom, my house is a mess, my mind's not the best, trying to recall what happened the day before. I remember you shouting to my face, you're such a bore. Is it my fault for being too pure, knowing little about love, always so insecure? You said, trust me, I know what's best. You walked away telling me we should rest. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe. Will you be there for me? Don't you ever lie to me. Through hills and mountains, oh, there is nothing that can hold me back. I will be there for you, even if you aren't there for me. Even if you aren't there for me. describe what I'm feeling through this song. I hope that you see just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. Oh, I can't describe what I'm feeling through this song. I hope that you see just about how foolish I can be to fall for your words over and over again. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe. Will you be there for me? Don't you ever lie to me. Through hills and mountains, there is nothing that can hold me back. I will be there for you, even if you aren't there for me.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will introduce you to one of the natural tourism sites in West Sumatra, precisely at the village of Lakit Tengah, Lengayang Sub-District, Pesisir Selatan Regency. This tourism site is called Palana Waterfall. This waterfall not only presents the gurgling of water and the beauty of nature, but also the beauty of the white orchids that grow around the waterfall. Palana Waterfall can be accessed by land transportation from Padang, the capital city of West Sumatra. To enter this tourism object, you have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. Entering the tourism area of Palana Waterfall, you will be greeted by the chirping of various species of birds. If you come in the morning, you will hear the sound of hundreds of gibbons shouting. In this tourism area, there are seven waterfalls with various beauty. The first waterfall, which is 40 meters high, namely Palana Waterfall. in the area of Palana Waterfall, there is a rock that resembles a bicycle saddle. The local people call it Palana. The second waterfall is called Sampi Waterfall. Sampi comes from the local language, which means narrow, because the 15-meter high waterfall falls into a narrow location. Then there is the Sumu Sumu Waterfall. This name also comes from the local language, which means wells. As the name implies, there are rocks like wells with their own uniqueness and beauty because the water comes from a 1 to 2 meter high waterfall. Furthermore, Barangin Waterfall, which is 25 meters high and consists of two waterfalls. Still in a nearby location, there is Golek Golek Waterfall. At this location, there is a stretch of rocks with a diameter of almost 50 meters, which allows visitors to lie down. There is also Cik Baruak Waterfall. It is called Cik Baruak because at that location, there are gravel that resembles beruk or monkey droppings. And finally, you also can find a 50-meter high waterfall near the Palana Waterfall area with its own typical beauty. Listener, on a trip to Palana Waterfall, you have to enjoy the freshness and clarity of the waterfall by visiting the 7 waterfall points. Don't forget, you can also see the beauty of white orchids at that location. Recently, the management offered 2 tourism rides at the Palana Waterfall location, namely hanging bikes and waterfall climbing. For those who like challenging adrenaline activities, you can try these 2 rides. The Palana Waterfall area is equipped with various facilities such as bathrooms, parking lots, praying rooms, and restaurants. Listener, that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, in our segment Miss Eleni for today, has a topic, Fish Detection Tool by ITS. Indonesia is a maritime country where two-thirds of its territory is oceans. Indonesia's marine world is very abundant. Various innovations have been made to facilitate the use of marine natural resources. One of them is a tool called Smart Fish Detection Technology, or SMAF. DT. This innovation created by students of the 10 November Institute of Technology, ITS, is able to detect areas with loads of fish so that fishermen can spread nets in the area and get maximum results. Students Rafli Zakarullah and Figo Fergianto Dahlan obtained the idea from their observation of the fishermen's daily habit of fishing in the Madura Strait. Both of them see that the fish catch of fishermen in Bangkalan Regency is relatively small compared to fishermen in other areas, so that it affects their economy. Rafli explained that this happened because of the small water coverage area. In addition, the fishing method still uses the old method by spreading nets in the middle of the sea based on instincts, memories, and estimates of fishermen regarding their previous fishing history. To overcome this problem, the team created innovation in the form of a tool that can help fishermen increase their catch. This tool, called SMAF DT, is installed at the bottom of the boat so that it can detect the presence of fish in the waters by using sensors. The SMAF DT utilizes sound wave and ultrasonic sensors to detect fish movement in the sea. Then the tool is equipped with an alarm light on the boat as an indicator. When the boat starts sailing toward the sea, the sensor begins to detect the movement of the fish in the water. The SMAF DT is also equipped with position tracking technology via GPS so that it can monitor vessel movement and record historical positions of previous catches. This device can be connected to a smartphone and can be used by people at home to monitor the position of the boat directly through the SMAF DT application. In addition, the SMAF DT application is also equipped with the main menu about fish. This feature is useful for increasing the knowledge of fishermen about the types of fish and their content. That was Miss Eleni.
Boy V.
Dia.
Let's get it.
Dia.
Took her to the show, I make her buddy blow. She want me to keep low low. We rockin', we rollin', we rockin', we rollin'. We go out, we kiss, she go home, she miss. She nailed it, I'm kneeling, she said yes, we killed it. Yeah, she's the one, yo.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present you a regional song from North Sulawesi entitled Si Patokaang. The song Si Patokaang tells about the expression of love and also the worry of a mother on her children who have grown up and have to earn a living on their own. The mother is worried because her children will wander to look for a job. This can be seen from the lyrics of Sako Mangewo Tanah Manjau. The lyrics of the song in its entirety contain the mother's prayer and motivation so that her children are eager to work in a place far away. However, apart from prayer and motivation, the mother also reminded her children that when working or having a career, they cannot avoid difficulties, especially in living in a distant and unfamiliar land. It will definitely feel more difficult and different from living in their own land. Here is Honeybee with Si Patokaang in a jazz pop genre. Enjoy the song.
Sayang sayang si patokaan, matego tego, kurukan sayang.
Sayang sayang si patokaan, matego tego, kurukan sayang.
Sayang, sayang si patokaan.
Not the best. Trying to recall what happened the day before. I remember you shouting to my face, you're such a bore. Is it my fault for being too pure? Knowing little about love, always so insecure. You said, trust me, I know what's best. You walked away telling me we should rest. I would drive 2,000 miles just to see you, babe.
Babe, would you be
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.